I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Department of Theater and Drama presents Pulitzer Prize-winning play Rabbit Hole. It's by David Lindsay Abaire. It's directed by Fontaine Sire. And our guests are two of the actors from the show, Abby Rowald, who appeared in Little Night Music and Marat Saad, and Shawn Howard. Theatergoers got to see him in Major Barbara and The America Play. Rabbit Hole, a story about a family and a group of people who are coping with a tough thing and coping in a variety of ways. Abby, tell us a little bit about who your character is and how they're coping.
Well, I play Becca in the play. I am the mother of a child who has been in a terrible accident, and she has lost that child. The action begins some months after the accident itself, so we don't see the actual dealing with that part. But we actually see the dealing with the grief process after the accident.
Do you think that perhaps Rabbit Hole suggests with Rabbit, a young person, and perhaps Hole, the emptiness that's part of this healing situation?
That's a possibility. I think it has more to do with the idea of escape or transporting yourself to a different place, a different time, possibly finding a different version of yourself, as he says in the play, a happier version of yourself.
Shawn, Abby's told us that she plays the mother. What's your family relation here?
I played Danny's father. Danny was our son. Howie is my character's name. So Becca and I are married. Play starts with 8 months ago, and Howie is a guy who he's dealing with Danny's death in a different way than Becca was. He's gone back to work at this point. He's back in the real world having fun, some fun, with his friends, playing squash, having a good time, trying to find a way back to normality, I think, after this big event.
Now, you've both described a big event and different ways of coping with this situation. The director, Fontaine Sire, has suggested that although this is a tumultuous event, that it really is a very real human story about people who are coping. And as you might expect, there are ups and downs, and actually parts of it are quite funny.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's true.
Abby, can you bring out a little bit of that?
Well, there are many opportunities for humor in this, and Becca's relationship just with her sister and with her mother.
What's the mother like?
Well, there's a line where Howie asks Becca, "How was your talk with your mother on the phone?" And Becca goes, "What? 2 hours on the phone with Mom?"
Fun,
great time. She tries to help, and she just keeps sticking her foot in her mouth when it comes to Becca, as far as conspiracy theories, the Kennedys.
Shawn, you said that one of the things you're doing is actually you're getting out and doing some physical activity with friends. Does that also show up in the family situation a little bit?
I think a little bit. There's a scene where in the house, Howie tries to get Becca back into the romance that they've been missing in their life. So there's a scene where some sexy music comes on, and I try to seduce Becca a little bit with massage and dancing and try to warm her up and get her back into the swing of things. They have a very spirited relationship, very complicated relationship, but at the heart of it is definitely the love and the connection that they share. There's good times to be had in this relationship, and it's fun. It's really fun.
We've been talking with Shawn Howard and Abby Rowald about the upcoming production of Rabbit Hole. It's a Pulitzer Prize-winning drama by David Lindsay Abaire, directed by Fontaine Sire. Opens on Friday the 22nd. And continues with performances on the 23rd and then the 26th through the 30th. Those are all in the Wells Metz Theater in the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.